Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Natural disaster, Hurricane Katrina. The people standing on those rooftops were not rich white people. Why? Why is it that the poorest people always pay the highest price? But let's figure it out. Let's do the work. Let's do the research.
All right, so that was Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, fed up that so many of the poor find themselves in the worst situation. As you look at the statistics, there is no doubt about that. Even though social distancing shows signs of working, we are still getting crushed when we look at the totals. And the good news is some are recovering, but disproportionately we're finding that people in the poor economic growth area, or lack of growth area, depending on the way you look at it, because there's some that are on the upswing and some on the downswing, and some of the areas not getting the protective equipment they need, so not even having the healthcare workers that they're needing in these hospitals, especially in Michigan, which is why Michigan is the third hottest spot in the United States right now, with 959 deaths and over 20,000 cases confirmed. As far as what we have right now in the United States, death-wise, as of 15 minutes ago, 14,765 deaths, recovered 23,774, confirmed cases 434,114. Worldwide, well over 1.5 million death-wise, over 88,000 deaths. Here in the United States, people want to know the big burning question: when does this go away? When will life return back to normal? And the answer is, in my opinion, it never gets back to normal. What is normal after all? But now, however, when is it that we can resume, presumably, what our lives sort of looked like before? Because I think we're going to have to reimagine and reinvent some of what happens or what we do versus what we used to do. So when we look at numbers and we look at curves, I can tell you in conversations that I've had with, I'll call them people in the know, from the scientific community, from the academic community, from a couple of the spaces I'm in, broadcasting and the meetings area, because everybody's trying to figure that out for them, for themselves, meeting, looking at facts and figures, talking to experts. And if we're lucky, we really start to see a lot of this sort of go backwards in July and in the beginning of August. And every state is different. That's why the social distancing is so important in crushing the curve, because we can see what's working, what's not working, and what's happening in so many areas. It is a time deal. The scientists that are working on vaccines and the antibodies that, and the serum there, I'll call it, so that we know who's had it, etc., there's a big push for that to happen, and it's going to, I believe, happen sooner rather than later, but they can only operate at a certain speed, and it has to be safe because we're the human guinea pigs of all of this. And while there may be some corners that can be cut, there are a lot that can't. I'm Kate Delaney. If you've never heard me before, welcome to the show. And I want to welcome a new affiliate. In fact, it's a place where I used to go through and spend some time in. When I was younger, I went to Ohio University, and we always stopped and had friends in Wheeling, West Virginia, And I want to say big shout out to WVLY 1370 AM. Woohoo! We are on there and 97.7 FM. Also the simulcast. So thank you so much for picking up the show. And I know some people are hearing us for the first time there, and maybe others that have tuned in as well. Okay, some good news. Let's talk about some of the good news. One is the one number I said. It's the people who have recovered. That's always a big deal, of course, because not everybody that gets this dies from it. Some are fighting it themselves at home. Others go to the hospital and it looks bleak, and then they come out of it, and that really lifts the spirits of the medical workers because they see so much death in some of these hospitals. That is very uplifting to have patients, of course, that survive. I think this is uplifting, too, the fact that you have 90,000 medical workers who volunteered to help New York battle the coronavirus. And there, a lot of them aren't doing anything. They're just waiting for something to happen, but they're there. They're ramped up and ready because they're going to be able to relieve exhausted frontline health providers. So of the number of people that I mention, 7,000 have been assigned to a job, and then there's others that are waiting to be deployed. That's the brilliance of that community. People coming out of retirement, people who are there to help fight this war and to especially help in the really, really wicked hot spots. And one of them is New York City. Because if they get overwhelmed and they feel like the crush is coming, then they have people that can be assigned to these different patients, and that gives them a much better chance where they can focus and see and watch what's going on, and you don't have such exhaustion among those frontline workers because that is so tough. The CDC announced some new guidelines for essential workers, and the guidelines are all about masks mostly in trying to fight this off. The fact that you've got to have essential workers wearing a mask, and you've got to be wearing one too as well. Think of the grocery store and the panic over some of the essential workers working in grocery stores or bigger stores that are deemed essential and are open, gloves, all of that. And you may have noticed that if you're going to pick up groceries or you've had anything delivered or you're grabbing takeout where you're just running in and out, and hopefully in most of those places, that's what you're seeing with the workers who, as we battle this pandemic, especially in some of those hotspot areas like Louisiana, like Michigan, and of course like New York, specifically New York City, and just how tough it is there. It is tough when it comes to doling out the cash on the Hill. There is a big battle going on between the Democrats again and the Republicans as the demand is up for coronavirus small business funds. Where does it end up? I bet you there's going to be another wave of that there's going to be more funding for hospitals, state and local governments, all of that will probably be in the mix somewhere. And, of course, it's the no-strings-attached deal. This is the one time, especially when you want to call for bipartisan cooperation. For goodness sake, people are dying. Let's hope cooler heads prevail. And the money that's needed to keep the economy rolling once we come out on the other side, let's hope that it is there. All right, hang with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for your perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay Wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Coming up later in the show, we're going to have a conversation with author Marilyn Alcorn. She's written a book, You Turn to Paradise, The Day by Day, All Day Journey to Achieve a Lifetime Destiny. And Marilyn's in Northern California. So, Marilyn, for our listeners, what's it been like since you've been staying at home, and have people been really following that in your area?
Well, it's been interesting. I guess about a week or so ago, I read an article, I believe it was in the Times, New York Times, and it stated how one of the symptoms of this pandemic is loneliness. And, you know, I looked at it. They did a beautiful picture of a gentleman just staring out of his what looked like his living room window, and you see him from the back, and he's just staring out, looking outside. Well, since I've been sheltering in, it's two weeks later, and sure enough, you know, that feeling of loneliness is starting to creep in. And what I did was, I guess about a week ago, I turned on the radio. I'm not usually a radio listener, but there it was. I re-listened to it in my car, but not at home, because generally I'm not at home either. So I put the radio on, and oh my goodness, what a difference. What a difference, people. Listen to your radios. Listen to your, if you're tired of binge watching, listen to your radios. Get that self-help knowledge. There's different speakers on, you know, giving information, beautiful tidbits about how to live and survive through this pandemic, especially if you're well and healthy. I shared with Kate earlier, about talking to family and trading off. Family members can trade off and do door dashes to one another and stand across the street and keep that distance and communicate and talk and wave and say, ha-ha. You know, just little things like that to keep things going.
Boy, that's so good. And you're right. We talked about that off the air. And of course, here we are, radio. And I think it's one of the most intimate mediums. You're right. And a lot of times people do listen to it walking or doing something else. And listening at home, as a kid, I used to listen. That's what got me into the business. And I think now more than ever, there's that closeness and that community feeling. So thanks for saying that. And I love that you're saying, you know, the DoorDash has come up with clever ways. And you told me a funny thing about you were going to kind of prank your sister a little bit, right? You're gonna drive over and do one of those door ringer things.
Yes, absolutely. And then I also saw on the internet, you know how those things go viral, a picture of a dad and a daughter doing a dance off, and they were like, you know, keeping their distance, but at the same time, you know, engaging with one another and being personal and close. And this is what you do. You know, I shared that with my sister. I said, this is how we do it. And later on, her grandson came by and kind of, he didn't do the DoorDash, but it was so good to see him. And we both kind of reached out for one another, but we were reaching out and backing up at the same time.
I love that, reaching out and backing up. Are people in your area? Are people in your area, because you're in Northern California outside of Sacramento, are they being pretty good about social distancing? Because it seems like California is doing a good job.
We're doing a pretty good job. I did hear a not-so-good report recently, as of a couple days ago, where a church was being abstinent about continuing to have their church services. And that's kind of sad, but most of my churches and a lot of churches that I know of are adhering to that. They were very concerned because they feel that it's been proven without a doubt that being social is not good. You know, I heard read a reference again online of a family that participated in a funeral, and this was right in the middle of it. It was back in I think the second week of March, and they went to the funeral. And out of those attendees, I believe it was 15 of them, of the family members, 9 of them now have it.
Oh.
And a few have already died.
Wow.
So we have to take it very seriously.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Marilyn, we look forward to the conversation about your book coming up a little bit later. And thank you so much for hopping on with us and giving us a perspective of what it's like where you live.
Yes, yes, thank you.
All right, so she will join us in a couple of segments, and her book is fantastic. It's filled with the ups and downs of life and how you come out on the other side, and we're all trying to come out on the other side in dealing with this pandemic. You know, it's interesting. A lot of times I do a segment called, you know, talking about the numbers we can count on this show, and you've heard it, or maybe you're new to the show and you haven't heard it, because I say numbers are everywhere and it's all about the numbers. You know, the cost of the Navy Secretary's trip to Guam, and of course that was printed, what would you think it would cost? It's not going to be cheap, but what would you think it would be to cost to go to Guam, to get on the ship, the USS Theodore Roosevelt, to address the Navy on that boat, the sailors on that boat who saw their captain be removed after he was trying to get them help because so many had come down with COVID-19. You know how much it cost? It cost the then acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley, it cost the government $243,000. $243,000 for a 35-hour round trip on a Gulfstream 550. Wow. And that really blew up because it didn't work. It did not calm any fears. It just infuriated the sailors. We know what happened after that. He pretty much was forced to resign because he called the captain of the ship naive and stupid for seeking aid, seeking help, and Modley was smart to offer his resignation, because once that came out and you could hear him clearly what he was saying, there was just no way that he was going to be retained. I mean, it wouldn't have happened. And how about that? What's also interesting, he self-quarantined himself because he was on that ship, and so many had come down with it, and now here he had made that trip to Guam So it just, you know, goes to show you. And I thought to myself, 35 hours, what is the cost of flying in a Gulfstream business jet at the last minute? You know, what would that cost? And it was even broken down somewhere, because I think I was a little bit off. I had fuzzy math, but you know how much it was? The per hour cost of flying, $6,946.19. Wow. So then, of course, look at the 35 hours, and that's where you get the money. That's crazy. But that's what it would cost anyone. So they're not going to get any breaks for that. There was no discounts, I suppose. All right, speaking of no discounts, I don't think there was any discounts here because it would be such a rare find, and to have this in a collection, you would have to be in a different stratosphere as far as collectors are concerned, and that money would have to not be something that was, it had to be burning a hole in your pocket. In other words, as my grandfather used to say, Lou Gehrig's bat, which goes back to 1922. So we go from the acting Navy secretary and the money that was spent on a Gulfstream to a bat. This bat sells for more than $1 million, right? But think of how old that is. That's like almost a 100-year-old bat that he used, and it was sold for over $1 million. And they just completed the purchase of that last week. It's a place called Heritage Auctions. They were the ones who facilitated the sale. And the piece of lumber or the bat is called Bat Zero because it's got markings that show that he owned it before he struck a deal with the maker of Louisville Slugger bats to supply him when he joined the Yankees in 1924. Because remember, I said this was 1922. But he wanted the company to use that bat as a model, and that was that was one of the specs. Like, this is what I want. Can you create this? This is the kind of bat that I want. And so, how cool is that? I mean, that story is pretty cool. That bat was around for years, and they really took, I guess, of course, if you're going to pay that much for it, they really had to verify the authenticity of this thing. And that's what they do when they put anything that of that magnitude up for sale. But who knows? I mean, the story behind the story. Imagine, though, that you could afford to buy that. $1 million. Wow. All right, hang with us. Some good stories coming up next.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's good news and bad news from the country's coronavirus epicenter. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
The bad news is actually terrible. Highest single day death
toll yet 779 people.
And he says on the upside, there are fewer New Yorkers being hospitalized.
There is good news in what we're seeing, that what we have done and what we are doing is actually working and it's making a difference.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is issuing new guidelines for essential workers.
What we'd ask them not to do where they're at work is we want them to stay at home if they're sick. We want them not to share objects that would be touching their face, and we would like them not to congregate in break rooms, lunch rooms, and crowded places.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Imagine you have all this research, like let's say 133 file on deception. Wow. I think it would take my lifetime to go through them. Luckily for us, this very smart man is joining us here on Author's Corner, who's pulled it all together, Dr. David Camp. He's written a book called Exposing Lies, Deception Management, Understanding, Identifying, and Controlling Deception. Who doesn't want that? David, thanks so much for joining us.
Sure. Happy to be here. Thank you.
So I mentioned that all that research that you pulled together, and that's like a lifetime of research. So what happened? You just got interested in it, you started doing it for work, and then it became this passion of yours?
That pretty much describes it. I started attending training programs rather than the typical professor conferences because I wanted to get more out of the time that I had available. And it was recommended, one particular training program was recommended to me. I took it and was hooked.
Wow, so you get
30 years ago.
Yeah, I love that. So you get hooked and you start looking at these techniques and things that so many organizations are doing, and you study it. And what did you find out? I mean, I know in your book you really simplify it, which is wonderful, because you talk about things that we can look at as far as deception is concerned, because who doesn't want to catch people before they get into deep financially or in some other way?
Sure.
So what did you find, you know, some common tips that you could give us that we could look for as far as deception?
Okay. Well, one is learning what the myths are that people believe. Things like, you know, avoiding eye contact and things like that have nothing to do with deception. probably the single, well, a couple of the biggest things that I try to get across to people is there's a couple of rules of human behavior I've generated that really help, and they seem very simple, but
they're not, right? So you have to look, so you have to go a little bit deeper than that. And some of what you and I talked about, which I thought was so interesting, is facial actions. What did you tell me, 44 muscles in the face?
It's actually 43, but yeah.
Oof.
And there's probably more than that. Those are the ones that are observable. You know, if you see a muscle tighten, you can see the skin move, and that helps you identify it. And different muscle groups are attached to different expressions. And generally, kind of the way it works is that our brain's emotion center sends messages, you know, different places in our body. The two main places are our face, where we make the emotional expression, and then our prefrontal cortex, or our conscious mind. It gets to our face slightly faster, and that means that a lot of times you can recognize someone starting to form an expression of a particular emotion before they realize it, and then they can hide it. And that lets you know if they're hiding it, obviously they're being deceptive. So that's one area. What I did more than anything else, okay, here's some of the basic facts. All forms of lie detection have errors, whether it's the polygraph or body language or whatever. They all have error rates. They've all been studied, and so the error rates are known. What I, being a PhD in the area of research methodology, I use a method where you use multiple approaches, and each one, the strengths of that one covers the weaknesses of the other. So let's say, for instance, you have a method that's only accurate half the time. That's not very good. But if you had two methods that were accurate half the time, and each one had a different kind of error, they would overlap, and so you might end up with a 75% accuracy rather than 50%. And then if you go on with three methods or four methods, you constantly increase that.
Mm.
Most people tend to want to just rely on one thing. They're always looking for what people refer to as the silver bullet, and there is no such thing. One of the first things when I teach this as a class that I can get across is knowing the proper definitions greatly increases your chance of identifying deception. For one, most people think deception and lying are one and the same, and they're not. Deception is the act of purposefully trying to get people to believe something you know isn't correct. You can do that by simply leaving information out. Briefly, for instance, if I came home from work and I decide to stop at a bar, have a drink, and then go to the grocery store and pick up a loaf of bread, I get home, my wife says, "Gee, what took you so long?" And I say, "Well, I had to stop and get some bread, and traffic's heavy, and you know how it is." I didn't lie about anything. I didn't tell a mistruth. I just left some things out. That's the most common way people deceive. And if you try to catch them, they go, "Oh, well, I just forgot about that." So they have an out. So understanding that deception and lying are two different things. Lying is giving false information. Deception is leading people to incorrect conclusions. Then on the other side of that, two other definitions real quickly. Truth is just giving correct information. It does not imply total honesty. When you testify in court, they say, they want you to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So what they're trying to get at is what I define as honesty. Have a little bit of problem. Allergies are really high today.
That's okay. So, yes, boy, that's a very valid point because, that's what we know and what we hear and what some of us have had to do when we're in court, all of us. Wow.
Go ahead.
And there's another definition. There's something else that we don't understand as far as deception versus lying.
Honesty. Honesty is the act of trying to communicate to another person a situation as you understand it yourself. So that includes not leaving things out that would be relevant or not, you know, telling misinformation.
Yeah.
This is one thing I find a lot of people are surprised at. There's only two reasons people lie. One is for fun. You know, I mean, telling a joke usually involves a lie. How many blanks did it take to screw in a light bulb? You know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's not true. We know that, and that's for fun. You know.
Yeah.
But the other one is fear. People lie out of fear, and it might be fear of jail or prosecution, but also might be fear of spoiling a surprise party.
Right.
You know, so if you look at it, it always comes down to some kind of a fear. I talk about deception management because the idea is if you understand people lie because of fears, then in your interactions with them, you do everything you can to, you know, move the fear out of the picture, and then they have no reason to lie.
Right.
And Americans in particular are trained to be truthful. Honest Abe, George Washington, and the cherry tree, you know.
Yeah.
So it's embedded in our cultural tradition. We're supposed to be truthful people.
Boy, that's so interesting. So, again, the book is called Exposing Lies, Deception Management, Understanding, Identifying, and Controlling Deception. I think pretty much you have spelled it out for us as to why this book is so valuable to so many of us to read this and to understand. But what do you specifically want people to take away from reading it?
The basics. Okay. As you know, I was a criminal justice professor for a long time, and so I focused mostly on police use. And what I've found is no matter how hard people try, no one's come up with a silver bullet. And they keep trying to find a way to, you know, always know when someone's lying. Can't do that. It just doesn't work that way. But what you can do is greatly increase the likelihood of understanding what people are doing. And that's what the book does. It doesn't try to prove every lie or prove every truth. What it does is give tools so that in all your interactions, you know how to handle them better because you understand more about what the other person's communicating. One of the fundamental rules of human behavior is that we behave according to what we think other people think.
Mm.
It's not what other people think, it's what we think they think.
Wow, so interesting. Yeah.
You know, I use a description in my classes. A lot of times I'll pick a young male student and I'll ask him his name and I'll tell him, you know, okay, you got up to go get a drink. No one else knows why you went to get a drink, but you left the classroom, you went to get a drink. While you were gone, you know, just before you got there, somebody put a wad of gum on the spigot, and when you stopped to take a drink, it squirts you right in the crotch. What are you going to do as far as coming back to class? You're going to imagine everybody's going to see this wet spot and think you had an accident, and that's going to make you embarrassed, or it's going to cause you to change your plans. Maybe you'll go back to your room and change clothes or try to hide it. But your behavior is going to change because of what you imagine other people are thinking. And that's where a lot of lies come from. People imagine things. So the takeaway from the book is here's a bunch of tools. They're not perfect, but they do work well. And most of them are pretty simple.
Yep, perfect way to say that. I love your examples. Exposing Lies, Deception Management, Understanding, Identifying, Controlling Deception. Dr. David Camp, thanks so much for joining us. Fascinating.
Could talk about this all day long.
Thanks, David.
You're most welcome. Anytime.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hate New York City, it's cold and it's damp, and all the people dressed like monkeys. Let's leave Chicago to the Eskimo. That town, a little bit too rugged, you and me.
Perfect day. I love LA.
down. The California governor ordered 40 million to lock down. There's 10 million in Los Angeles. One of them, Milan Vukovic, joins us. He started what has been just an incredible product for so many people, and I believe in this product as well because I've seen it myself. I've seen what it's done for me. The Tejibo Tea Club, and we talk about the original Paul, Pure Paul DeArco, and Tejibo Tea, and you hear certainly those spots in this show and in my Her Story feature and whatnot. So he joins us now. It's been a while since we've talked to him, and I'm glad to catch up with him. Milan, how are you doing?
Well, we're doing really pretty well. The Tejibo Tea Club is as busy as it can be, as you can imagine, especially with everything that's going on with the virus. And fortunately, all our families at the Tejibo Tea Club are safe, and hopefully that you and your family are likewise.
We are safe, and thank goodness. And I think you told me that you've got a son, right, that went to UCLA or is going to UCLA, so he would be in the middle of all that.
Oh, yeah, he's a third-year student at UCLA, and they shut down UCLA about 2 weeks ago and started having only online classes. And this week is the finals week for them. And so they're taking their classes online and their finals online. And then they their next quarter starts up in 2 weeks. The UCLA is on a quarter system, not in a semester system. So they do three quarters rather than two semesters. Anyway, they get a week off, then they come back for the third quarter. That's all going to be online. They found that recently. So it's going to be a new experience for them, and they're under lockdown as well. Now, fortunately, my son doesn't live in the dorms, so
right.
He's not quite as exposed. The dorms hold 12,000 kids, and most of them are two or three kids to a dorm.
Yeah, so that's why they have to do that. There's no doubt it was smart that they took that action even before this whole lockdown, because that would be too tight of quarters and too many possibilities. That whole social distancing wouldn't work. Let's tell, for people who don't know the story, how did your journey start? How did you start the Tejibo Tea Club? How did that all happen?
Well,
intrigued God about it, and the beautiful thing about it, after doing what I'm supposed to do, and this is the steps that I outline in the book, which is to pray and to meditate, the Lord gave me an answer. One day, I walked into my job, and on my desk was left a small little book, and it had to do with spiritual meditations for teachers. And I thought, oh, this is interesting, and I looked, and I started reading it, and I thought, oh my God, this is the answer to my prayer. The Lord had provided someone else to read that book for me. And when I opened it and started reading it, it just, all the problems and issues I was confronted with and worrying about were right there. It was just amazing. And the interesting thing about it is the person who left the book, they had no idea why she left the book. They just left. You know, they were just in passing. It was nobody that I had really worked with, but they were around me. They were part of my sphere of influence. And they kind of felt bad. They said, you know, I'm not a teacher, but I just was compelled to leave this for you. And I said, you know, it worked. And I said, thank you for being obedient to that spirit. Because it's that little small voice that will lead you to lift someone else up and help. And the fact that I responded positive, because they were so fearful that I was going to, you know, like, who are you to tell me what to do type of attitude. And the fact that I was very humbling and understood that this was something I needed to address. And
stop. And I go, what is going on here? And the interesting thing about it is, and like most people, you know, I didn't think it was me. I didn't think it had anything to do with me. I just thought it was the job and whatever. So I'm going through it, I'm praying, and I'm going through it, I'm entreating God about it, and the beautiful thing about it, after doing what I'm supposed to do, and this is the steps that I outline in the book, which is to pray and to meditate, the Lord gave me an answer. one day I walked into my job, and on my desk was left a small little book, and it had to do with spiritual meditations for teachers. And I thought, oh, this is interesting. And I looked, and I started reading it, and I said, oh, my God, this is the answer to my prayer. The Lord had provided someone else to leave that book for me. And when I opened it and started reading it, it just, all the problems and issues I was confronted with and worrying about were right there. It was just amazing. And the interesting thing about it is the person who left the book, they had no idea why they left the book. They just left. You know, it was, they were just in passing. It was nobody that I had really worked with, but they were around me. They were part of my sphere of influence. And they kind of felt bad. They said, you know, I'm not a teacher, but I just was compelled to leave this for you. And I said, you know, it worked. And I said, thank you for being obedient to that spirit, because it's that little small voice that will lead you to lift someone else up and help. And the fact that I responded positive, because they were so fearful that I was going to, you know, like, who are you to tell me what to do type of thing, type of attitude. And the fact that I was very humbling and understood that this was something I needed to address and to fix me and things. Once I did that, it was so much better. The problem had been solved. And this young man that assisted me, I mean, it made him feel so good. And it gave him that interest, that inch enough of courage to continue in his way, to go down his pathway that needed to be, you know, worked with. So it's a win-win situation for all when we embark upon a particular path. And this is what I outline it in my book, You Turn to Paradise. I outline it as a pathway, something that you're traveling to. You know, oftentimes we speak in reference of life, of traveling down life's road. And so that's exactly what we're doing. And why not travel down the right road as opposed to the wrong road?
Oof, I love that. Hey, we have a minute left. You Turn to Paradise, the day-by-day, all-day journey to achieve a lifetime destiny, Marilyn Alcorn. What do you hope the big takeaway is for most people? And I think you've weaved that in this conversation. But someone reads your book, they hear this conversation, what do you hope they take away?
I hope they take away the necessity to understand that we as human beings, we are one whole. And we come with this, you know, oftentimes you hear that phrasing, baggage, the baggage that, you know, people come with into a relationship or into something, into a job. Well, you have, part of your baggage is your spiritual background or makeup. And once that spiritual makeup is improved upon, because in life we all have different things we want to improve upon, whether it's our health or whether it's our intelligence, you know, self-help. Well, self-help on your spiritual side is so important. And it's important in the sense of living in our society. It tends to be underrated.
Yes, I love it. Marilyn Alcorn, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome, Kay. Thank you for having me.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.